Okay, thank you very much. So, here the visions are quite detailed. We have a lot of dancers and artists. I think the majority of you are dancers and artists. You like the family, very important to have a unity and family. And apparently jewelry and beautiful garment also plays an important role, I heard. So let us see the main attributes of Golden Age. I made a couple of, collected a couple of main points, just some keywords. No? This world will be a world of peace, absolute peace, zero conflict, no tension. It will be a world of love. We love each other, we love ourselves, we love the animals, everything loves everything. Love is governing harmony. It will be very harmonious and it will be beautiful. Stunningly beautiful. Very, very beautiful scenes. It will be the world of perfection, purity, bliss, prosperity. We're all well off. Bank account is full. Huh? Happiness. We're totally happy. Bubbling, full of happiness. And it will be timeless. We're not having a watch and all this. I'm looking every 10 minutes to the watch and think I have to stay in time. But there we will be timeless. And it will be just. A just world. Timeless means no mobile phones and no internet. Can we do with that without internet? Yes, no internet. No? The menace of modern world, the internet. Okay, so these are some key points. Now the art is that we start living in this world, in this consciousness. So we create that vision, that picture in front of us. We see that door and we see ourselves walking through the door and standing in paradise. It's very helpful. We work with visualizations and they are coupled to emotions and feelings. So it's very important not that you think Baba has said this and this and this. This is also important, but it's important that you yourself feel it. That you feel it. You feel the happiness inside yourself and you go in this land of happiness. That's the visualization, that's the technique, which is very important. And that flips completely and chases away the dark cloud of destruction, which is hovering over the whole world, which is a sad story, which is quite dramatic. No? All right, now we come to the third question, which is the most tricky. And I show you now most of the slides with a lot of information how to reach there. So far it was all good. Signs about climate destruction, yes. Second, about Baba's knowledge and Golden Age, yes. But how to reach there? That's the tricky part. We all work on that. So the first is we have to raise awareness and consciousness. Our consciousness has to become elevated. And we have to raise the awareness in ourselves, but we have to inspire other people outside also. That's called self-service and service to community. We should change our lifestyle. BKs have done that to a great extent. We are relative okay. We are vegetarian and some of us are even vegan. Who's vegan here? Hands up. Very good. You are the gold medalists. I'm in the transition almost. You know, my Chinese sign, I'm a rat. You know, and if you give a piece of cheese to a rat, you know, it just can't stop it. So you can get me with Parmesan cheese. That you can still get me. So, we should reduce our carbon footprint as much as possible to become an example. Use renewable energies and, this is the secret, become a healer. Become a healer of us, but also become a healer of the world. That's the magic. So, let us start a bit what we are doing to raise awareness and consciousness of people. Brahma Kumaris has a environmental initiative. And since 10 years, we're participating in all the climate conferences. Who knows about it? The Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative, the Green Team. Anybody knows about it? Not so many. Some, okay. We have 800 people on our mailing list. If you want to become a member of the Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative and you want to get the information from the climate conference or newsletter, which we do 3, 4, or 5 every year, you note down your email on a piece of paper and give it to me after the session. We will put you on the mailing list. It will be in English. We have also a webpage, www.ecobrahmakumaris.org. You will find everything there. Anybody has been on the webpage? Knows the webpage? Okay, not so many. Please visit. Many interviews, guidelines, some of this information of this presentation, that's all on the webpage, including lists what you should prepare and do and this and that. And we promote the 10 ways to change the world. Live simple, be unlimited, open the heart, respect life, be positive, walk the talk, empower yourself, eat well, follow your dream, and feed the soul. And with these informations, we go into the UN Climate Conference on climate change, but also on biodiversity. Brahma Kumaris is now registered with 3 UN bodies, with 4 UN bodies. Recently we registered with the UN body against desertification. So we are registered with 3, with 4 UN bodies, UNFCC, United Nations for Climate Change, UNEP, United Nations Environmental Program, and United Nations for Combating Climate Desertification. And all these UN bodies make conferences, and we are getting official invitation, and we can participate. And that's what we're doing. And these are our slogans. This is our leaflet. Our slogan is, create a climate for change. And we are there, and we have also activities for the center within the Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative. We have a campaign called Plastic Free Yagya. You know, plastic is a big problem, and I'm happy to announce here with officially, I have the backing of the Yagya, that the Golden Age will be 100% plastic free. Do you like this idea? Plastic free? You like it? Yeah? No? Yes! Because it's a big problem. It's a mess with all the plastic. It's everywhere. It's even in our toothpaste. And now they found it in the bodies of us humans. It becomes microdust and we breathe it in. Plastic is a big menace. And we have a plastic-free Yagya campaign. And on our webpage, you can read more how to do it and how you can change your personal life plastic-free or the center, or reduce it at least to some extent. Even the spoons. So, then we have sustainable session in each double foreigner group. That's what I'm doing right now. We have a green day in every two green days in every Madhuban session. The next one will be on 3rd March. Or, 3rd March is the next green day. And we have a Green Center Assessment and Certificate. So we have sent in Europe to all centers a questionnaire. How green is the center? How environmental friendly is the center? Are you recycling? Are you doing this? Are you doing this? All these questions. And we have regular newsletters. So who wants to join the Green Team and be part of this family within the Brahma Kumaris and get some information and is interested in all these topics, you can join us. And so now we come to the next one, how to reach there. We have, of course, to intensify our spiritual preparations. And many of you mentioned it, have more yoga with Baba, have a powerful Amrit Vela. We have to intensify our spiritual drive. You know, and we should be happy. Indicator is if you are happy with your spiritual progress. That's a very good indicator if you're happy. If you have some doubts, you should increase a bit your efforts. Allocate resources and people for preparation for change, for buying things, having a bit of water, having a bit of food, having a bit of fuel, having a solar system. This is allocate resources and people. Create a checklist. What do I need when tricky times comes? This is all on our webpage, by the way. Collect informations. What do I need? What do I have to do? For example, 2 years ago, the German government published a brochure of 60 pages, what to do in times of war, conflict or disaster. And they distributed it to all households. And there were 60 pages what you should do, including store water and food at least for 1 month. German government 2 years ago, in Sweden also. Many governments have published such brochures and have emergency procedures in position. And these things will come, you know. So collect information and then share with the family what I have to do, where do I have to prepare, what I have to buy, what I have to do, and act. Do it. Sort of getting time. I just have sent a message to my brother, he's a doctor. And I read that China has stopped producing certain raw materials for antibiotics. And because the factories are closed down. And they stopped shipping. The last container ship left 2 weeks ago, China. They take 6 weeks to ship to Europe, so you can imagine when things get short. And I told my brother, take 5,000 euros or 10,000 and buy. Stock up. Stock. He's a doctor, practitioner, and he runs a small clinic. I says, stock up. I just send him that message. So, we have to act. It's time. No? So, and practical preparations, prepare a detailed list for the self, for the center, and for the retreat center. What do I really need? How much do I need? You all will find on our webpage. Water storage, very important. Food storage. What do I'm going to eat? There's a lot of dry food, which you can store for many, many years. And there's emergency food called Energy 5. And it lasts for 20 years. It's sealed and vacuum packed. Fuel storage. Having a drum of diesel or some gas cylinders in the cellar, you know. And renewable energies. I will talk a bit more on renewable energies. We also advocate the green lifestyle. Rethink before you buy, reuse, reduce, recycle, and refuse. BBKs are already quite good, but sometimes we have a fashion for white dresses, and we have a bit too many white dresses than we actually need, but otherwise we're quite good. We already think before we buy, we reuse, we reduce, recycle, and we refuse to follow old fashion trends. If you go nowadays into a city, what's the number one shops? Fashion shops. It's all about fashion. It's all about how the body looks. Then, of course, we also promote a plant-based diet. And there's a study from the University of Oxford that the biggest contribution to climate and to the world is if you become vegan. So, all the vegans, you are the gold medalists. Yeah, and it's also important for BKs to look into healthy lifestyle. It's the time of settlement of karma. And you might have noticed that in the last year or so, many people get sick or they have some problem. Did you notice something like that? Something pops up with the body? A little bit. I definitely. So, and it's good we look very careful that we follow a healthy lifestyle. Even as a BK, you can follow an unhealthy lifestyle or a healthy lifestyle. You know, sometimes BKs eat a lot of sweet tollies and they have a lot of stress. And you can eat organic food, which is definitely better. Who's eating who sometimes eats organic food? Organic, okay, majority, very good. It's usually better. And if you buy it in large quantity, it's almost the same price, if you check a little bit. Avoid plastic. Use natural cleaning products. Avoid LED lights, mobile and computer. LED has a lot of blue frequency, and when you work on the computer in the evening, you cannot sleep, because the blue light keeps you awake, and it's bad for your eyes. So, avoid washing conditioner. Washing conditioner is made out of grinded animals, just that you know, the washing softener. Exercise regular. Who's doing regular exercise? Yeah, come on. Huh? Exercise. And be aware of mobile networks and Wi-Fi. Switch it off in the night. It's not very healthy. It fries our brain. Huh? These are just some tips, yes? Yeah, not so much fun. Yoga, Baba protect me. Put an aluminium cap every evening. No, I'm kidding. Can't do much. If you live in an apartment building, it's tricky. Yeah. Yeah, they're not nice, the 5G towers. They're 100 times more powerful than the 4G network. And very powerful, very, very powerful. Anyhow, I think drama will stop all that soon. So, okay, so healthy lifestyle. And now a very nice picture of a happy group. This is our green team in Madrid. And we were there for 2 weeks. There were 37,000 delegates. And we had 30 programs at universities, inside, press conference, and met many, many, many good people. And you see, our boss is Sister Genti. She's the head of the Green Team. And Sonia is the organizer. She is the main, she's the secretary, the chief secretary of the Green Team. And if you give me your email address, she will put you on the email list. She handles all the preparations. And this is with Julia from New York, and here's Spanish family, and Enrique and Bill, and Brother Shantanu here from Gyan Sarovar, who is also part of the Green Team. And we're already preparing for the next climate conference in Glasgow, and they expect more than 60,000 people to come. And everybody says this is definitely the last chance to save planet Earth. And Brahma Kumaris comes there and says, "Hello, here we are. Golden Age is coming." So, this is our activities at the climate conference. We have stands, exhibitions, programs, and we're very, very firmly engaged with interfaith. So, I was sitting twice on a program, and next to me was an Anglican bishop. And I said, "How are you?" And he says, "I'm fine, and how are you?" So we had a very sweet conversation, and he became my friend. And he's the boss of the Anglican Church in Australia, Bishop from Melbourne. And BK had two programs with him. So we are working very closely with other religions. Interestingly, most of the religions, in their internal knowledge, they have also an end of the world, an interference by God, and the creation of a new world. They are a little bit careful to talk about it. Everybody is a little bit careful to talk yet about it. Because in old days, the church burned its fingers many times with this kind of ideas. So everybody is a bit careful. But all the religions, basically, they know what's in the pipeline. So, and you see, the last outcome of the climate conference was unfortunately quite disastrous. You see, this is the Titanic. going towards the climate change iceberg, and they say, okay, it's settled. We agree to sign a pledge to hold another meeting to consider changing course at a date yet to be determined. So our politicians and our business leaders, they're acting as if there is business as usual. And one of the main reasons is a lack of unity. Lack of unity. And the willpower to act. And greediness. Many people want to make more money. It's all about money and profits for a few. So, and the outcome of the Madrid Climate Conference was blocked by four countries: United States of America, Saudi Arabia, to be expected, Australia, and Brazil. Brazil. Yeah. Bolsonaro is a new government. He's also not believing in climate change. He's burning down the Amazon to make more money with the fire, with the wood. So, now I would like to share with you about renewable energies. Brahma Kumaris has done a lot of research in the last 20 years on renewable energies, and meanwhile, we are a recognized research center. And we do research in photovoltaic, solar steam cooking, water recycling, solar hot water, solar passive, solar thermal energy. Means all these things we do research. And we are a recognized research center with the government, which is quite some special. And we promote cooking box. We have them also here. And we promote solar lantern, very handy. And this is our solar cooker here in Gyantsarova. Who has seen it? Anybody has seen it? Yeah, go up and say hello to the brother. He's very happy. His name is Suresh. He's maintaining this solar cooker since 20 years. And the steam which is cooking your food is coming from sun in Gyantsarova. Isn't that nice? And this is the oldest functioning solar cooker in the world. It's built in 1997. It's more than 20 years old. And it cooks 2,000 meals per day by the power of sun. This is our Shantivan complex. And you can see here we build a bigger solar cooker on Shantivan. And we have here solar photovoltaic cells. We have now in Shantivan total 200 kilowatt of photovoltaic. Here we have also 200 kilowatt. With batteries. And the electricity here in Gyantsarova, 20% comes by solar. We can run Gyantsarova on emergency basis. We can pump the water with solar and run the kitchen and the light in the night. This much we can do. And here you can see the solar cooker in Shantivan. And we built it in 1999. And it cooks 35,000 meals every day. This is our kitchen, and we send the steam to the kitchen in Shantivan, and we cook for all these people. This was some years ago, Baba's program. We also have a lot of photovoltaic. This is a picture, backside of training section. When you go backside of training section, you will find this. We have, meanwhile, 400 systems all over India. Brahma Kumaris has 5,000 meditation centers, and 500 of them are equipped with a solar system. Many use solar hot water, but many have photovoltaic system. This is very good because when you have a battery in a photovoltaic system, it makes you independent. Something which is very good in India. This is our Om Shanti Retreat Center. Who has been to Om Shanti Retreat Center? ORC? Okay. I hope you have seen on rooftop 400 kilowatt power plant worth $2 million, got 50% funding from the Indian government, and here's a solar cooker. So for many of these projects we got funding from the Indian government, and tried our level best to reduce the financial liability of the yajna. This is the last project. This is India 1. India 1 is a 1 megawatt solar thermal power station, and it has a total budget of $15 million. $15 million. We got 50% by the German government, 25% by the Indian government, 25% came from the Yagya. And this is sponsored Indian government, German government. We work with research institutes, and we have storage. So for this project, we had to build totally big dishes. This is our own design, and the sunlight is reflected to the receiver. The receiver becomes very hot, and we produce steam. The maximum temperature here is 1600 centigrade. And we produce steam and send it to the turbine and produce electricity. And everything was designed and built by us. And this is how the project looks now. You see all the dishes. Here is the turbine house, another small photovoltaic, and here is the Shantivan campus. And we are here on top. Okay? We have 770 dishes. We produce steam, drive a turbine, and we produce electricity for Shantivan. And in daytime, if the sun shines, we can produce enough for the whole campus. This is our team, and this is a couple of years old. You see our Daddy Gulzar, our Daddy Janki, they came regular on site. We're about 40 brothers, 30 to 40 brothers, who are working on the project. And now maintenance is going on, and the plant is running since 1.5 years. Who has seen India 1? Okay, very few. Oh, please make a program. When you leave or when there's Baba's program, it's 3 kilometers from Shantivan. We do a lot of training and education, and we did more than 40 workshops for engineers and trained them on the technology. It's also part of the process to raise awareness and consciousness. And this is the total project. It's Baba's biggest project. The 700 dishes. This is the turbine house. Here's the workshop. And here we added photovoltaic with battery. And here we added photovoltaic 1 megawatt without battery, which goes directly to the grid. So you can see Brahma Kumaris is doing a lot in terms of renewable energies. And we are very well known in India now to be among the leading spiritual institution in the field of solar energy. And this gives us also great help at the climate conferences, that we are doing something practical. Huh? Because people always want to know, what are you doing practical? So now you have seen we do a lot of things. There is raise awareness and consciousness. We have a lot of campaigns, plastic free. We have even a campaign to offset your CO2. If you go to our webpage, you can donate 5% or 3% of your yearly travel budget, and we will use it to build solar systems in India. So last point of the previous slide was how to become a healer. And that is where Baba's magic comes. We have to become a healer, and we have to heal the world. Now, who's our best example? Yes, it's our daddy. Our daddy Janki. She has been so courageous. She's right now in the hospital. Hopefully she can come back. And daddy is our example and is a source of great inspiration to all of us. She's, I would say, saved our solar project many times, but she saved me also many times. You know, sometimes we had no money, so I went to Daddy and I said, "Oh, Daddy, Daddy, there's no more money." Then Daddy said, "Don't worry, Daddy will help." And she helped. Then sometimes there was another problem. Then Daddy said, Daddy will send good vibrations, and you could feel it. Now it's time we send Daddy good vibration. No? Oh, see, this is a power cut, and this is the solar emergency light which comes on. And you see the projector is running, it's running on solar. This is how we are equipped. And if the power cut goes on, they will start the generator. Cluck. Now we're back. Here you are. Practical example. This was solar power with relays. And you see these little bulbs? These are the emergency bulbs. Ah, thank you, Baba, to show. So, now, we come to the big question, how to become a healer. Now it gets very deep spiritual. Baba says there is this door and we have to go through the door. So to walk to the door in heaven, we have to become bodiless. Is the first step. Become an angel. And the best is you practice meditation, meditation, meditation. And you visualize yourself as a being of light. Just imagine you're a being of light, you're not this body. You should think that the whole meditation. I'm a being of light, I'm a being of light, I'm not this body. And suddenly it makes click and you make this experience. Vision of paradise. We have to keep it in front of us. Huh? We spoke about it. Baba's umbrella of protection. Huh? Baba many times says, the children who connect with me, they are under the umbrella of protection. Inner strength and resilience. Meditation empowers us. It gives us strength, inner peace, and inner power and purity. Once we have that achieved, nothing can disturb us. Loving and detached observer. This is a bit tricky for BKs because we usually work with other BKs, which sometimes make it difficult to become a detached observer because we have karma with the others. Nevertheless, become loving and detached. Settling karmic accounts. Again, meditation is the powerful tool where you allow Baba's light to come into your angelic body and chase away the shadow and chase away the karmic accounts. Yoga is the method to transform the karmic accounts and settle them. Cooperation, make friends. Cooperate in center and make friends in center and outside. Cooperate with everybody. Create powerful vibrations. So, this is the spiritual preparation. And now I would like to share with you some facts, scientific evidence about meditation. You know, the science wanted to find out what is the powerful method to change. And they took the yogis and put them in the scanner. And they also interviewed them over a long period of time. And they found out, if you meditate, your social competence and emotional intelligence is improving. You love yourself, and you love others, and you love the world. And what you love, you care. Very interesting. Secondly, it deepens relaxation, improves health and creativity. Thirdly, it increases brain cells, activity, memory, and happiness. And lastly, it changes habit and awareness. That's why Baba says, you meditate with me, and your golden age sanskaras will re-emerge. Just imagine yourself to be like an old computer, and the program has been virus-infested. You have installed so many other useless programs in your computer, it became so slow, you know, it's very bad. And sometimes the blue screen comes and the computer says, I have to restart. I have a virus, I'm in a bad shape. So what do you do if your computer is in such a bad shape? Where are the computer wizards? Come on. You format the C drive and reinstall Windows. For those who run Windows, I can see some people with Apple computers there. So, you reinstall the software. And that's what the meditation does. We format our hard drive. We erase the negative memories of the past. They are not affecting us any longer. And I'm free. So, and how is this all connected? How are we all connected? How we can become a healer? You meditate, you love yourself, you change habits and awareness, and then you reach out. So how do we reach out? Why Baba says, today somebody had the point, Master Almighty? No? Somebody selected Master Almighty? Okay, I show you about quantum physics. You know, in quantum physics, there is a very famous experiment called the double slit experiment. And science wanted to find out what is the nature of light. One option is light is behaving like an article, like a particle. And one option is light behaves like a wave. So they had a wall with two holes and a screen. And sometimes you get particle, then the light is here, the light is here. And sometimes you get a wave, then you have many lights. And sometimes they got this result, and sometimes they got the other result. So science was confused. What is influencing the outcome of the result? They changed the laboratory, they changed this and they changed that. But still, sometimes light behaves like this, like a particle, and sometimes like that. And you know what they find out? It is us. It is the consciousness. It is the observer. If I observe the experiment, light behaves like a particle. And if I look to you, light flips and behaves like a wave. And if I look back, it's a particle. And there was the physicist Pascal Jordan. He worked with Niels Bohr in Copenhagen. And he said, in other words, we ourselves produce the result of the measurement. What does it mean? It means the inner world, my thoughts and my feelings, are all the time connected to the outside world. Some scientists say the world exists because we look at it. Can you imagine? Baba says you are master over matter and matter will follow you. And science, quantum physics says you observe matter and it exists in this particular fashion. And if I change my observation, I change reality. And since then, science has made thousands of experiments where they have proven my thoughts and emotion are radiating out into the physical world. Einstein even said, I wonder what will happen to the moon if I don't look at it. He might not exist. Things might come into existence as long as we look at them. You see, in Brahmins, every Brahmin has three aspects within us. One is we are creators, we're sustainers, and we're destroyers. Brahmins are very good in sustenance. We sustain our body. We sustain our bank account. We sustain our fridge, that always enough food is there. We sustain the center. We sustain our families. We're very good in sustenance. But we're not good in destruction and not good in creation. But very, very good in sustenance. And when we are aware that we are reaching out all the time, it means we are sustaining the world right now as it is. And Baba says the clock of destruction is with the children. Baba says, I'm ready. Advanced part is ready. Many times I could have called destruction, but I cannot do because the children are not ready. If I tell you tomorrow, 12 o'clock and 45 minutes and 13 seconds is destruction. Who would like it? Who would like destruction tomorrow? No hand is going up. It's not good, you know. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow is Thursday. No, destruction on a Thursday is not good. I would say weekends and Thursdays are not good for destruction. And Monday is good. Monday is a good day for destruction. And not now, because I have some plans in summer in Europe. I have some nice programs, you know, I look forward. So, and my stage is yet not ready. So, I don't like destruction tomorrow. Let me say, in maybe 6 months, no, 6 months is also too early, because I'm going to China in November for the UN conference. Maybe 2 years, 3 years, or 5 years. 5 years is better. You like 5 years? You want 5 years? No. 1 year. Who wants 1 year? Yes, some hands want 1 year. Some hands want... Who wants 2 years? 2 years more? Okay. Arnold, I noted that. I've seen you. 2 years? Who wants 3 years? Okay. The hands, you know, Brahmins are very clever, you know. They have this, yes, I'm the one, or they have the hand like this. You know, so all hands are somewhere here. They're like, whoo! You know, and that's by doing so that we say we need more time, we sustain the drama. Because we're connected. We shape reality. Reality depends on us, not opposite. We are the masters. We've forgotten that. In Golden Age, we make abracadabra and things happen. You know? Why not with Golden Age? Why not with the creation? Because we're not yet ready to let go. And we've forgotten that we are masters. Baba says, children, the time, the clock is with you. That's your stage. And you know who these are? The main players are the eight. And then come the 108. And then come the 16,108. When the eight are ready, they will pull the 108. And they will pull the 16,000. And then things will start moving. So, what you think matters. What you feel, you get angry at somebody, very bad. Try to avoid it. Be happy, be loving, be peaceful, and radiate it out. Don't get caught any longer. Because what you feel, what you think, you radiate it out. We're all connected. You think bad on somebody, he's catching it. You think good on somebody, he's also catching it. And if you think good on somebody, after some time, he will start also thinking good on you. That's called blessings. So, and Brahma Kumaris has a yogic farming. Who knows about yogic farming? Okay, very few. We have a farm in Shantivan, Keti, our land, yogic farming. And there we have an experiment with 5,000 farmers. It's the rural wing. And we work with farmers and we teach them to meditate with the seeds. And tell the seeds, I love you, you're very good, you're the best seed in the world, and you will grow perfectly. And then, we meditate, and that's the result. With meditation, without meditation. And the result is so good, that the Indian Minister of Agriculture wants to work now with Brahma Kumaris. So, very practically we can see that our thoughts have an impact. And the more my inner purity is increasing, the more impact I will have. And the more clearer my vision will become. So it's all about initiating the process. So, meditation and a change of thoughts are cooling the mind and create a new reality for a better world. Meditation and a change of thoughts are cooling the mind and create a new reality. So, the question we all have to ask ourselves, what are you doing to create Golden Age? And what is the method? What's your personal method? What are you doing? How can I use my speciality in that? This is the question we all have to ask ourselves. What am I doing to create Golden Age? A very powerful yukta is we visualize the scene and we visualize ourselves being inside that scene. We're part of that. It's like a door, and we walk through the door in a beautiful, warm, warm environment, not so cold like this hall, a bit more warmer, light, trees, beauty, and all the people, the animals, everything very friendly, very special. We visualize this and associate the feelings, and that we radiate out. We become it. We become it. We live in that vision. And then we become lighthouses and mighthouses and radiate it out, and we influence matter. We tell matter to change. And we purify matter and make it from tamo, we make it pure. And then through our thoughts, we create a new reality, a new golden age and a new world. So, yoga is old Sanskrit word, means connection with the divine for realization. I am Atma. I am Bindu. I am a point of light. This is my first existence. My second existence is I have an angelic body. And my third existence is I have a physical body. Right now we're stuck more or less in the physical body. Then we receive power. Once I have power, I transform and I change. So, now towards a better world, coming back all the way to the beginning of the workshop, we have to open our heart and our mind to that transformation. Yoga and a change of consciousness, peace, unity and values, and sustainable technology. In Golden Age we have vimans, we have power. Baba said you have diamonds and they shine in the night and create the light. And we have vimans. So we have technology, but we have a clean and pure technology, sustainable technology. That's how we are going to create Golden Age. So, I come to the end of this workshop and session, and I've shared a lot of information with you. A lot of information. This is the all-in-one presentation. It's about climate change and what's going on, that the world is being destroyed in front of our eyes right now. The second question was, what are we going to do about it? And are we able to visualize the Golden Age? Are we able to visualize what we're doing there? Are we able to see ourselves inside the Golden Age and living there? And in the third part, I was showing you what the BK is doing. Very, very practical, with climate conferences, with the environmental initiative, with all the solar installation which we have here in Pandavpavan and in Shantivan, and how the magic and power of yoga helps you to reset and to reformat your memory bank. Because in our memory bank is all the past, and the past was not always good. And actually, when we take a decision, we take a decision based on the memory of the past. That's how psychology works. Habits, decision-making process is always the memory of the past. And Baba explains as children, if you connect yourself with me, you will reset your memory bank and you will start fresh. So, there are various web pages. This is the one I recommend. There's everything. And I hope this session has inspired you to see where we are. We are in the middle of a massive transformation and shift of climate, but also environment of our planet. this change is happening already. And Baba many times told children, I am your teacher, and time will come, I will withdraw when I have told you everything. Do you agree that Baba has told us everything now? And can you feel how Baba is withdrawing? You know? In the beginning, Baba came every night in the season. And you could sit in front of him. Then Baba came every third night. And you had meetings on stage. Then Baba came in Shantivan. And you saw him from a distance. And now Baba comes in a video. You know, it's a big change. Baba is withdrawing his children. Now you have to come up. And Baba said when that moment happens, then slowly the drama will become teacher to the world, but it will also encourage our speakers to see what's the time. So I hope you have been inspired to see what's the time, and also inspired to understand the potential which is within each of every one of us. We all are powerful beings of light, and whatever we think, we can project it outside and make it happen. This is our core strength. We are all creators. So, this was a lot of information. And now, I would like to do a meditation with you. Oh, yes. Hello, brother, Baiji, Toda Music. I'd like to do a meditation with you. And you please forget everything what I've told now. Just wipe it. No? And we do a meditation where we try to bring into practice what we all spoken about. Okay? So, I will talk a little commentary. Om Shanti. I'm sitting relaxed. I'm breathing deeply. And I completely forget about all this destruction stuff. I am in the middle of my forehead. I'm a shiny point of light. I am peace. I'm now connecting to Shiv Baba, the spiritual sun. The being of light. I visualize this connection. I can feel Baba's energy. Baba's energy is coming to me. I am peace, and I am light. I am in harmony. Nothing disturbs me. I'm now visualizing my friends and relatives. Family center. I send them love and peace. May my karma be settled. Love and peace. Friends and relatives. I become loving and detached. I am now shifting my focus . I'm looking at the world . I see all the animals and the nature, the forests, the oceans. I send my love to the animals and to nature. You are my friends, and nature has served me so well. I send love and compassion and my thanks to earth, wind, water, and fire. Thank you, nature. I'm now visualizing myself outside and looking down on the planet. I'm holding the planet in my hands. I can sense and feel the impurities, the restlessness in the souls. I give Drishti. I give Drishti of love to the world which is in my hands. I visualize Satyuga, the world of beauty. this is my world. This is where I belong to. I make this feeling powerful. I absorb this atmosphere of golden age. It is me. It is my birthright. I'm slowly coming back into this reality, but I try to keep that atmosphere, that vision with me. Om Shanti. Thank you.